Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to polish an 800A tail so it behaves like a real low-end weapon inside Ableton Live 12 for drum and bass. Not just a long sub note hanging around in the background, but a controlled, musical element that can hit hard, translate on smaller systems, and still leave room for the kick, break, and bass movement. If you've ever had an 808 feel massive in solo, then turn to mush the second you drop it into a busy A-man or roller pattern. This is the fix. The bait idea here is simple. In DNB, the tail has to earn its place. It needs impact, but it also needs discipline. So let's build this the way a real producer would, with an Amen Science-style workflow. Fast, practical, reusable, and focused on getting results you can actually arrange with. First, load your 808 into an audio track, or trigger it from Simpler if you want MIDI control. For this walkthrough, audio is usually the quickest route if you already have a one-shot or a rendered tail. Now put that sound into context immediately. Don't judge it in isolation. Loop up a bar or two with an Amen break, a kick on the one, and maybe a simple bass dab or phrase. That matters, because an 808 tail that sounds fine alone can completely wreck the groove once the drums come back in. Think of the tail as part of the conversation, not a solo performance. Once it's in the loop, go into clip view and look at the waveform. Before you start throwing plugins at it, clean up the shape. This is one of those teacher secrets that saves a ton of time. Envelope first, plugin second. If the tail feels wrong, fix the contour first. Start by trimming the sample if needed. If there's a click at the end, add a short fade out, somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds. If the sample is already too hot, pull the clip cane down a bit. If it's a clean one shot and you don't need timing correction, you can usually turn warp off. Only use warp if you actually need the tail to lock to the arrangement. In DNB, this part is huge. The groove is dense. There's very little room for a sloppy tail to blur the pocket. If your note is too long, shorten it. If it's too short, let it breathe a little more. For busy rollers, keep it punchy and tight. For halftime or breakdown moments, you can let it sit longer, but always make the length serve the phrase. Now let's build a simple processing chain with stock Ableton devices. Keep it clean and intentional. A great starting chain is EQ8, saturator, compressor, utility, and maybe drum bus if the sound still needs a little extra attitude. Start with EQ8. If there's useless rumble below 20 to 30 Hz, high pass it gently. If the tail feels cloudy, make a small cut somewhere in the 150 to 300 Hz range. Just a couple dB can help a lot. And if you need a bit more note definition, a subtle lift around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help, but be careful. You want presence, not cardboard. Next, add saturator. This is where the tail starts becoming audible on smaller systems. Use around 2 to 6 dB of drive as a starting point, and turn soft clip on. That gives you harmonics without letting the low end explode. Remember, club systems will love a pure sub, but headphones, laptop speakers, and smaller playback systems need a little extra harmonic information to actually hear the note. After that, add a compressor. Keep it light. Attack somewhere between 10 and 30 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Ratio around 2 to 4 to 1. And only aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to crush it. You're just smoothing the tail so it stays disciplined and doesn't jump out in awkward ways. Then put utility on the end and set the width to 0% if this is your true sublayer. That keeps the low end mono and solid, which is exactly what you want in DNB. If the chain got louder overall, use utility gain to trim it back. If needed, you can also use drum bus for a little extra drive or chest, but keep boom under control. If the kick already owns the low end, don't let drum bus fight it. At this point, your tail should be cleaner, more focused, and more mix ready. But we're not done yet. Now we need to make it move musically. Use either clip envelopes or track automation to shape the tail's behavior. Clip envelopes are great when you're designing the sound itself. Track automation is better once the arrangement is taking shape. You can pull the tail down by 3 to 6 dB near the end so it doesn't step on the next kick. You can also make it decay fast at first, then fade a little more gently. That two-stage decay often feels much more natural in DNB than a straight linear fade. Here's a useful mental picture. In a 174 BPM roller, you might place the 808 on the last offbeat of a phrase, let it sustain into the next bar, then automate the final 200 to 400 milliseconds so it ducks out before the next kick and break hit. That gives you weight without mud. If you want the exit to feel smoother, Automate the gain on a utility at the end of the chain instead of chopping the clip hard. Hard cuts can work, but a gentle fade often feels more musical, especially in darker or more atmospheric DNB. Now let's deal with translation. A pure sub can sound huge in the room and almost disappear on smaller speakers. So we want harmonic movement, but we do not want to mess up the mono sub foundation. There are two strong ways to do this in Ableton. First, make a parallel texture return. Create a return track. Add saturator or overdrive, then EQ it so the lows are filtered out, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz and up. Send a little of the 808 tail into that return. This gives you texture and audibility above the sub without dirtying the actual bottom end. The second way is to duplicate the clip. Keep one version as your clean mono sub. On the duplicate, high pass aggressively with EQ8, then add saturation or even pedal if you want more grit. You can widen the texture layer if it's mostly mids and highs, but keep the original sub layer dense, center and disciplined. That clean versus dirty split is a big part of heavier DNB workflow. It gives you flexibility when the arrangement gets dense. Now comes one of the most important parts, interaction with the kick and the break. In drum and bass, a tail that doesn't yield is just noise in the way. So use sidechain compression or manual ducking to keep the 808 respectful of the groove. Put a compressor on the 808 track and sidechain it from the kick, or even from the drum bus if that works better for your pattern. Start with a quick attack, something like 1 to 10 milliseconds, release around 60 to 150 milliseconds, and a ratio anywhere from 2 to 6 to 1. Adjust the threshold so you're getting around 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on each kick. If the break has ghost hits that are causing problems, you can go with manual volume automation instead, especially in more technical neural-leaning styles where every low-end movement needs to be precise. A good rule is this: use sidechain for the overall groove and use manual automation for final arrangement polish. That combo keeps the tail locked in without making the whole track pump everywhere. Once the sound is working, print it. Resample it. This is a massive workflow move. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm it, and record a bar or two of the processed tail in context. Now you've got a new audio clip that represents the exact sound in the mix. That means you can chop it, reverse it, fade it differently, or build an entirely new phrase from it. This is why printing decisions early is so valuable. Once the tail feels right, commit. Don't get stuck endlessly tweaking while the rest of the track waits. Give the sound a name like 808 tail polished 174 BPM or 808 tail textured sidechained. That sounds boring, but it saves your life when the session gets deep and messy. Now think about the musical role of the tail in the arrangement. Is it a drop punctuation mark after a bass stab or a drum fill? Is it supporting a breakdown under a vocal chop? Is it a transition element before a switch up? Each roll wants a slightly different shape and length. For example, you might use a cleaner, shorter tail in the intro or outro so the track stays mix-friendly. Then bring in the longer, more dramatic version in the drop or switch. You can even let the tail answer a drum fill once, then cut it hard so the next phrase lands bigger. That contrast is pure DNB energy. A couple of pro moves to keep in mind. First, always check mono early. If the tail collapses when you hit mono, the harmonics are doing too much of the heavy lifting. Second, listen at lower monitor volume. If you can still follow the note quietly, the balance is probably good for club translation. Third, compare your tail to a reference track where the low end is clean and defined. Don't just ask how loud it is. Ask how long it stays useful. If you want to push it further, try ghost tail layering. Duplicate the tail. Make the copy very quiet, filter it, and delay it by a few milliseconds. That can create a subtle afterimage that feels longer without taking up much space. Or try note length switching, where one version is short for fills, one is medium for the main drop, and one is longer for breakdowns. Small changes like that make the bassline feel performed instead of looped. You can also add a tiny pitch drop at the start of the note if you want extra aggression. Even a small bend can make the transient feel more physical without needing more volume. And if the tail still feels weak, layer a very short click or low tom at the front, but keep it low in the mix, just enough to help the note speak. So let's wrap it up with the core idea. In DNB, an 808 tail isn't just about power, it's about roll. Shape it first, process it second, keep the true sub mono and controlled, add harmonics separately for translation, and make sure it interacts with the kick and break instead of fighting them. Then resample it so you can move fast and arrange like a pro. Your quick practice challenge is this: load a 174 BPM loop, Place a raw 808 tail on the last beat of bar 4, shape it with a Q8, saturator, and utility, add a texture layer or return for extra audibility, sidechain it lightly to the kick, then resample the result. After that, make 3 versions, one short, one longer, and one with a fade before the next kick. Do a mono check and make sure it still reads clearly. If you can build that, you've got a real DNB workflow tool, not just a bass sound. You've got a polished 808 tail that can sit in a drop, punch through a transition, and still stay clean enough to move with the rest of the track. That's the kind of low-end discipline that makes a tune hit.